Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. How are you doing? I hope you have been having a wonderful week and also noticing advantages of being in good energy. It's just like having money in the bank. When there's money in the bank, then we have an advantage. We go, we buy things, we enjoy shopping, we enjoy doing great things, correct? It's a good fortune to have money in the bank. This show is all about getting you into that vibration where you naturally attract good fortune. And luckily, and I hope I'm not speaking too soon, I've got good Wi-Fi going on. You know, in my travel, I sometimes end up in places that don't have great Wi-Fi. They have great sceneries and wonderful nature and great things happening, but the Wi-Fi could not be at its best. So I'm hoping the Wi-Fi today is going to be better, and let's all keep our fingers crossed. How is the good fortune energy that you're gathering? The Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show are sister shows, both created to help people who are interested in energy to sync or line up with the greatest of energy so that you can attract that into your life. Everything is energy. Everything is light. Everything is vibrations. And the greatest of vibrations attracts the greatest of scenarios, the greatest of happenings is what I would call it. So when we are in good energy, we are going to attract the best to us. There is no doubt about it. It's just like the law of gravity, correct? The greater the pull, the faster things get attracted towards Earth. Moon, as you know, does not have the greatest gravitational pull, and so things kind of float around a little bit over there. It's not getting pulled immediately to the surface of the moon. And so the moon's gravitational pull is not as much as the Earth's gravitational pull. And so if Earth is your master and if Earth is your guru or teacher, what can you learn from Mother Earth? What we can learn is that the higher the gravitational pull, the faster something is pulled towards Earth. And the heavier the object, more dense it is, the faster it gets pulled to the surface of the Earth. Lighter things take more time. It can even float for a bit there. It can float, I mean, if it's a feather and takes its time before it lands. And the lighter the items are, the longer it takes to get attracted to the surface, to the ground level of Earth. So two things matter here. What matters is the magnetic pole of the Earth itself, of Earth itself, and the denseness of the item being pulled towards Earth. So now, if you take the Earth as your teacher, then you can think, okay, so what is my gravitational pull? What is my gravitational pull? What is my attraction factor? And as you think about this, you will understand why certain things are attracted to you while some other things are not attracted. And we're not even going into, oh, good things are attracted or bad things are attracted. We're just saying, depending on the nature of the things attracted to you. So a subject matter, let's say there's a life area or there is an object or a subject and it has a name and it has a category that you could file it under. So if you take something and you file it under good, then that's something that you like and you want that to come towards you. But then you take something in the category of bad, and you find it under bad, well, that's something you don't want. So what can you do in the sense that as you observe, okay, this good thing got attracted to me, or this good thing did not get attracted to me, And you're the person who is defining what's good and what's bad, right? Not me, not anybody else listening on the show, not the world, just you. Because this is your experience. You're the observer, you're the experiencer. And who am I to tell you what you want, correct? So then you categorize something as good or bad. And then let's say, and we bring in fictitious Jane because she helps us with the negative side sometimes and for example, so that we're not putting it on anybody who's listening here. So fictitious Jane comes in and she's saying, okay, I don't like this, but it is getting attracted to me. Now, what she needs to do is to change her gravitational pull. She needs to change her attraction factor. And as the attraction factor of fictitious Jane changes, then what's pulled to her is also changed. So now maybe she'll have greater things of the objects and subjects and people that she and scenarios that she categorizes as good being pulled to her vis-a-vis that which she categorizes as not so good. And who is the person who's experiencing here? It's fictitious Jane. It's not me. It's not anybody else. And none of us have the power or the right to tell you what you want to categorize as good and bad. Of course, we can always guide you, correct? Parents guide children and say, okay, don't go towards those kids that are on drugs. So maybe there's a kid who's thinking drugs are good and the parents say, no, no, drugs are not good. So we leave it to you to categorize things as good and bad and what's good for you in the long run and what's not good for you in the long run. You're the decider and everybody here has enough, you know, moral values and principles that they kind of understand, okay, this is good and that's not good in the long run. Everything's in the long run because something can be good in the short run, but not good in the long run. So we leave you to decide that. And then you decide, okay, so my pull for good is high or low, and my pull for bad is high or low, and then you navigate. And how do you navigate? You navigate by filling your aura with all good things. With all good things. And then as you fill your aura with all good things, it gets plump and tight and, you know, absolutely luxurious. And it has all kinds of luxurious good things flowing in it. And the aura creates a gravitational field, a pull, a magnetic force, and it pulls good things to it. So the aura pulls to it what it contains. And your mind is busy processing what your aura contains. It's busy, basically fed into the mind. So your aura, your auric field, your magnetic field, and the air around you fills the mind, the brain, with thoughts. Sometimes with our own willpower, we can overcome what is being filled into our brain. We can overcome it with our own thoughts. So let's say, you know how people say, oh my God, I don't even know. I was not even thinking about it, but it just popped into my mind. It just popped into my mind and I don't know where the thought came from. And then it has an emotional reaction. People start to feel the emotions that are connected to the thoughts that pop into the head. Depending on whether the thoughts are good or bad, whether it creates pleasure or not, the respective emotions are felt. But the fact is that everybody experiences thoughts that just randomly pop into the head and they're wondering, where did it come from? Well, it came from the air around a person. So basically, the energy around a person contains words. It contains vibrations. It is vibrations and it contains words that then enter the head. It's translated by the brain, and a person feels emotions connected to what he is now thinking about. With our own self-power, our own willpower, and our own uniqueness, we can override this. And as we get stronger and our mind gets more powerful, we can override the words that are entering into our head, and we'll say, no, 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 you know, that's not true. I don't agree with that. So let's say there's somebody called Rita, fictitious Rita, and she is in a bad position in fictitious Jane's mind, and there are thoughts coming in And in the from the air around, maybe there's gossip going on, like, Rita's really bad, she's mean, she's an evil person. And so all these thoughts are around fictitious Jane, and then her brain is being fed with, her mind is being fed with, Rita is bad, Rita is bad, Rita is bad. And then fictitious Jane is thinking, oh my God, is it really true? And then at some point she gets convinced, right? Because evidence starts to be attractive. But what if Rita says to that energy, says, no, I don't agree with it. I think Rita is great. I love Rita. She's amazing. She's so cute and she's so joyful and I love her energy and she's always nice to me and I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Imagine the power that each person has to negate the negative and then move into the positive. Each person has this power to change the energy around them. And guess what? Nobody's really doing it, or very, very few people are consciously doing this. They get sucked in by the negativity around them and they're like, oh my God, maybe it's true. Rita is bad. And they start attracting evidence of Rita being bad, fictitious Rita. There's no reference to anybody called Rita. We don't know anybody like that. So, I mean, I knew somebody in school, but. So people are sucked into realities that they don't even want. And we don't even know how they get there, except for random thoughts in the air and then evidence being attracted. Almost like there's a set of negative people who are lining together evidence in the air and they're making sure that fictitious Jane now will have a terrible relationship with fictitious Rita, and all of this is orchestrated. All of this is orchestrated, and somebody's best friend, the BFF, best friend forever, she now becomes the worst enemy. And you know how they say, oh, my best friend did something to me, and she took away my man, and she did this to me, and she did that to me. Well, rumors are being spread into the air around people, and people get this into their brain, and they're processing this energy, their system is processing it. And if they do not negate it, and if they do not have the power to change it, it becomes truth because now evidence is going to follow. And remember, if you listen to my show, Joyful Manifestation Show, last week, I said that there is this concept I want everyone to understand, that there is no past. There is no past. Unless something becomes real. And then connected to that reality, there is a past. These are concepts that people who have this intellectual side, along with their spiritual side, they need to be understanding this. It's almost like when somebody becomes a lawyer and they're supposed to understand, how to win a case, correct? But in this case, you're understanding that this concept that there is no past. Until you attract a reality, a particular reality, and then there is a past. So, for someone who ends up suddenly having a boyfriend who's cheating, the truth is, as per this concept, he was not cheating until the reality that he was cheating gets sucked into this person's world, and then there is a past shown. Are showing that he always cheated, or he is the cheating kind. And so, do you see how people can change their lives? People can change their lives using these concepts and principles and things that we speak about in the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show. And as they change it, they become the creators of their life. They have a paintbrush, and with this paintbrush, they can now paint a different reality. So instead of blacks and grays, there's going to be colors: green, pink, red, orange, yellow, blue, like beautiful colors, with some black and white, of course. But people have the power to change their lives. And this is how you can create your own good fortune. And then there are those people who, if you connect to, you naturally end up in their auric field. And then you attract that good fortune to you. And so remember, I said you can subscribe to the membership of this show, The Good Fortune Show and The Joyful Manifestation Show. Subscribe to the membership. It's hardly anything. It's $2.99. What? Is that even a coffee? It's a cost of a coffee that Starbucks charges. And I have these, you know, these lattes, which I add shots to it. And then it's actually around $4, $3.99, $4, whatever. It just... it's less than the cost of a coffee, of a great latte. And it's nothing. People spend this money all the time without even thinking. And then why not use this money to subscribe to a show that you know is going to be sending you good vibrations? Just do it. Just subscribe to it. Don't think about it. You want to be in good vibrations unless, of course, and I'm going to bring this in, Fictitious Jane, unless Fictitious Jane wants to continue in the negative reality. And this is a choice that people can make. I'm not the person who makes the choices, but people can make the choices. You know, do I want to continue in this negative reality or not? I have spoken about people who are in the armed forces and who are in services that help the world. They're very, very good people. They help the world and includes police and medical staff and everybody. So they're basically helping the world. But remember, we're not talking about the world here. I'm concerned with the individual. My job is with the individual and not with the world. So if I were to choose, should I save this individual or should I save this country? I will choose to save the individual. That's important to me. The person that's important to me is you. And for those people who are attracting, you know, negative situations into their life and they no longer want to deal with it, no matter how well they deal with it, they can get out of it and they can move towards careers that can make them happy. And I have many people who call me and say, Sue, I want to be, I'm called Sue, you know, they don't say Sue Gandhi, they say Sue. Sue, I want to change my career. I'm done with this. I want to do things that make me happy and that make me happy, not because I help somebody, but because the process itself is nourishing to me. And that includes artists and painters and singers and musicians. And they're in their creative side and mathematicians, of course, and scientists and people who are actually working on things that make them happy while they're working on it. And so definitely if you feel that you don't want to continue with your work, no matter how much it's helping the world, but that you want personal satisfaction by dealing with things that make you happy, like interior designing, right? Interior decorating and fashion designing, things that make people happy. And cooking, oh my God, the job of cooking, it's so amazing because you get to put together all these wonderful things that nature has created, and then you get to serve these dishes to people who go, this is so amazing, thank you so much for this. And here, it's not just the thankfulness, but it's also the process of creating it, putting the colors together. Have you seen chefs arrange a plate? Have you seen them put a little bit of a coriander or parsley leaf just to top it off, or a cherry or a tiny tomato? Why? Because they're bringing in the colors of red and green. Or they may put in a sliver of a slice of carrot or cucumber, and here they're bringing in light green, that's a cucumber. And though, of course, someone might differentiate, it's a different color, but I'm just calling it light green. And carrot orange. I almost forgot that. So people who are arranging these plates for people to eat, they not only create the food, but they make sure that it looks beautiful. So the person that they're serving it to is amazed. So what happens is his eyes first feast on it. He looks at how it is arranged, and then his nose inhales the fragrance, and then his tongue gets to taste it, and his body gets to get the food inside and nourish the body. Just imagine, the whole process of creating is magical. It's amazing. It is artistic. And so for people who want to have a career that nourishes them from A to Z, from the start till the end. And then they get the thanks of a heartfelt customer who goes, oh my God, I feel so good after eating this. This is so amazing. And they go, oh, this is so good. I'm going to come back to your restaurant. What's the recipe? And yeah, most chefs don't share their recipe, but they'll be like, come back soon. We'd be happy to serve you. And the happiness that the chef puts into the food adds to the food, the vibrations of the food. So for all the restaurant owners who are listening to the show, please, please, if you have a staff that is overworked, you have to reduce their hours, pay them better, so that when they make this food, they're putting satisfaction, their satisfaction of working for your restaurant. They're putting in their happiness. They don't feel overworked, they feel good, they feel calm, they feel well rested, they feel happy because they paid really well. And their efforts are being appreciated in terms of money, which increases their ability to buy luxuries in their life. And then they're busy thanking you, blessing you, and making the food in your restaurant with a lot of happiness. So you cannot have overworked workers who are underpaid because it affects the end product. It affects the energy that goes into the end product. And imagine an angry cook going, I'm going to take revenge on this restaurant. They're making me unhappy. They don't pay me well. They treat me poorly and my hours are too long and blah, 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 blah. And he's thinking all of these things while he's angrily chopping and then, or maybe somebody else is chopping, but he's angrily putting all the ingredients together and cooking, and that energy is in the food and it is served to people. Is that the best food that people want to eat? No, we want to eat good food. We want to eat good food made by a person who's happy. And that's why we love our mothers, right? The best food. We get the best food from them. Our mothers and fathers, you know, when they take care of us, it's the best because they do it with love. And we know the difference between eating food cooked by our parents. The mother does the bulk cooking, of course. Cooked by parents, and men don't get angry if there's a man there who's listening and he's like, no, I did the bulk of the cooking in my house. This is like a female-oriented show. I'm really sorry. I don't mean to offend you. But just, you know, the past trend of history in all these years, mostly the mothers that cook. And we feel so happy and satisfied when they cook for us because it's not just the ingredients they're putting into it. They put the best ingredients. They're going to throw away, weed out all that, and then they're going to put in the best ingredients. The least amount of fat, of course, unless it's a fatty product, a fatty items. And then they put in love because they're cooking for their children, and that's the best food ever. Very nourishing. But for the restaurant owners who are listening to the show, you know, do go ahead and make sure that everybody in your restaurant is paid well, well-rested and happy, and the environment is happy, and that people, your customers, are being served the best food with the best energy. And guess what? This good energy gets circulated. It's good fortune energy. So your customers would have the good fortune of eating good food, and you would have the good fortune of being a restaurant owner that serves amazing food and has happy employees. And it's all good, good, good everywhere. And all of this good energy comes back. Is it the universal figure of eight? What is it? You know, we put it out and it comes back to us. And it comes from the space that we are in. Are we in good energy? Are we serving the best? Are we making people happy? So all of these things go out and it comes back, multiplied n number of times. And there are many gods and goddesses, all the all, witnessing everybody's activities and how things are going. And so, of course, you know, we want good fortune to be sent out and come back many times over. And making sure that your aura is consistently fed with good energy, with people who talk good things, and you're enabling your magnetic field to get stronger and stronger for the good. And then the bad or the not so good reduces in the aura, and then everything becomes really good all around, and the best is attracted to you forever and ever. And of course, you know, the people who are in your magnetic field, who are in your universe, also get fed with this energy. So you want to weed out the bad and keep the good. We can take this good fortune energy and we can apply it to love, That's soulmates, and we can apply it to money. We can apply it to anything in life that we want to apply it to. And good fortune, the Good Fortune Show is designed such that we don't want to use negativity here. We are sending out good positive vibrations. We're using positive words. And it's a very safe show to hear. You don't have to screen this and you can go, oh my God, I can listen to this show and I can feel okay. And I know that my aura is being fed with good energy. We do understand that a lot of people who are light workers, and by light workers, I mean people who are working with the light, who are filled with light, who are essence of light, and they work with light to create great energy, and they go out and they spread this light because they themselves are filled with light. So this is about, okay, let's take an angel, for example, and the angel or goddess is filled with light. And because of the light that they're filled with, they end up shining out, beaming out light. So the amount of light that a person contains means that they end up sending out that light, and the sun is busy radiating light in the form of fire, but still it's light. And there are many, many things that radiate light. And this thing about being filled with light, hence being able to radiate light, is very, very true. And I was listening to this YouTube video, and there is this singer. She is extremely famous, extremely, very rich, and married to another extremely rich singer. And I noticed her songs, they contain a lot of negativity and bad words, and her husband's songs also contain even more actually negativity and bad words, and a lot of money is attracted to her. So she's good where money is concerned. She's fine, because obviously negativity seems to sell in this world right now, and it was not so before. A lot of singers minded their language, they minded their words, no matter what category they were in, they were still minding their words. And now, of course, people are buying into a lot of negative songs, negative words. But then the singer is now attracting a lot of flack. She's attracting negativity back to her. She was attracting it to her for some time, but now people are actually standing up and saying, you know, this person uses a lot of bad language in her songs. And so she's attracting all of this back to her. And even though she earns the money, she is not having a very good reputation, at least not for the people who are more classy and who, you know, look forward to some element of classicalness in classiness in their lives, in their food, in what they listen to, the music that they listen to. So ultimately, people do attract back to them what they're putting out. And so it is very essential. It is very important to be filled with light and to know that the light that is being radiated out gets attracted back to people, and that ultimately good fortune, which not only includes money, but it includes many, many life areas, ultimately that has to work in somebody's favor. That will work in somebody's favor as the person creates the radiance or the aura around her that contains this good fortune. We are somewhat in the middle of the show, and I want to give you a break and go get some water, whatever it is that nourishes you. And we're going to listen to some station music, and we will come back soon. So take a couple of minutes break and come back soon. And until then, hold on tight. Hi, this is Sugandhi. Yeah, you're for the Good Fortune Show. So we decided to try out some station music, and I'm sure next time we're going to get you your own song. We're going to get one song that we can play and consistently. I just wanted to try out the station music today. So I hope you all do not get completely thrown off track, but good fortune is something that we can all create for ourselves. Honestly, it's not something that is not doable, and scientists have proven the gravitational pull of things, and people have proven energy existence, and people have proven that this gets attracted to that when this energy increases and that energy decreases. So this is something that everybody can understand, even in their logical mind. This is not just created out of some psychic ability that people have. Oh, this psychic channeled this, or this person, Abraham, was channeled. Abraham, the entity, the group of beings. Abraham, the entity, was channeled, and this was channeled. So then people wonder, is this even true, or is this just imagination? Channelers are just basically bringing in the energy from some particular source. A lot of people are channeling. In fact, everybody is channeling the energy around them. But channelers basically know how to connect to sources and then bring it in with a lot of accuracy, with very little of their own self interfering with it. And a lot of this information, including scientists, everybody, they do a lot of study. It's true. They have been trained, educated, but they are also channeling. So many people who are scientists suddenly get ideas, and who gave it to them? Who gave it to them? Where did they get it from? Other than the work that they're doing, of course, to prove or disprove it. But initially, they get a thought, and it could be inspired from within them, their own soul. And then they have the good fortune of getting evidence and putting it all together, and then they can prove it scientifically. So the show that you're listening to, including the Joyful Manifestation Show, I just wanted to tell you that I just finished working with a client, and she had a successful outcome. For the longest time, this man did not want to have anything to do with her, and he friend-zoned her, and we changed it. We changed it, and she now has this guy wanting to have different relationship with her, filled with love, of course, but we're just saying that she got out of being friend-zoned, and she got into a new space, a new reality, and we created that for her. I work with my clients, and we create realities for people, and, you know, anybody can create their own reality, his or her own reality. And if you go through your day and you think of all the good things that have happened, why did it happen? Did you even think about it? Or is it that people just take it for granted? Oh, this happened and it's just a coincidence. No. There's something in your aura that attracted that good event to you. And as we get conscious of all the good things that can be attracted to us more and more and more, then what happens is that we are basically becoming holders of that item, holders of that light. So let's take this to love. What happens? Let's bring in fictitious Jane. We're in love. We're in the category of good fortune where love is concerned. And there is this man, fictitious John, and he keeps getting back into fictitious Jane's life. Or that she wants him to come back into her life. So what do? We bring him back by increasing the magnetic pull that fictitious Jane has for John. So this is not just fictitious Jane. So remember, there could be a place where, let's take a nun, or let's take somebody who has completely removed all evidence of soulmates from their energy, of love from their energy, love and sex. We take people who have completely removed it. And then we are saying, oh, we can now increase the ability of this person to bring love into her life. And as we increase that, what happens is this person actually does pull in love. This person does pull in love, and this person, fictitious Jane, will have more of fictitious John in her energy. So a lot more of fictitious John now contained in her energy, and then she pulls in fictitious John. That's what she does. She pulls in fictitious John because the content of fictitious John in her energy has increased. And we not only increase the content of fictitious John, like how much percentage of fictitious John is in her energy, but we also change the type of experiences that she has with fictitious John. So let's say somebody has a very angry ex. So this person could be attracting the ex by virtue of having a very high proportion of the ex in her field. But then after that, we also increase the type of energy that this person has of her ex. So instead of being bad energy, we make it good. We make sure that the ex's energy in fictitious Jane's aura is now of a good type. So yes, we can reconnect people back to their love, to their ex flames. We can change the type of experiences that they have with their exes. And we create good fortune for the person. So the person now is basically having the good fortune of having her ex back in her life, but in a good way. And what this further does is that once this person is in this person, fictitious Jane's life in a good way, we are also changing all the attraction factor that this woman has for all men. So basically, even if she no longer wants fictitious John, it will be that she will attract good men into her life. And her experiences with men will be good. So do you see how we change a person's love karma? And we create good fortune where a person previously had negativity going. Sometimes people can have negativity with one man, or they can have negativity with all men. And this applies to men too. There could be fictitious John who has a bad experience, or who had a bad experience with one woman, or that he had or generally has bad experiences with women. A lot of movies are made on this, and then a person finally finds love against all odds. You know what happens when a person is generally discontented with women in general, and then men in general, they just attract more and more of it because their aura now contains all of this negativity with regards to men and with regards to women. And then their experiences with men and women becomes negative overall. And this is something that we can change for each person. And of course, feel free to contact me, and my phone number is on my page. Send me a text, and we can work on it for you, with you. And it doesn't matter, fictitious Jane could be very successful in money, but then she may not be so successful in love, and so on and so forth. We can tackle all of these areas and get to you what you really want. But then the good fortune show, as you also connect to the gods and goddesses who represent that life area. So let's say there is a goddess of love, and we connect to her. Aphrodite, is that it? She's known for her beauty and for her sexual power and her femaleness. So as we connect to Aphrodite and we connect to other goddesses who represent that kind of energy in our life, then we actually increase our ability to be like Aphrodite. And as we connect to people who represent that, So let's say somebody wants to become a famous speaker, talker, correct? She can connect to Oprah Winfrey. Why not? And then get what Oprah Winfrey has going for her in her energy. Sorry, Oprah. But as you call upon the people and these people, and they will help you in whatever field that you want to be good at. But of course, be aware of the fact that each person has a strength in some area, but they may not be strong in something else. So you want to choose people who would bring to you overall goodness also. And so if somebody feels Oprah is really great and she's good in her career, she's a powerful woman, she has her own talk shows and she does phenomenally, she's rich and she may be good, would they be a good person? Then go ahead and connect to Oprah or connect to whatever it is that you feel is going to bring you some kind of a support system in your life. The Good Fortune Show is here to bring you that support system. And along with the Joyful Manifestation Show, we want to bring you this overall support system so that every Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you will be able, I think it's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, correct? You will be able to tune into a show that is designed specifically with you in mind. It's designed so that we can bring to you really, really good fortune and you can start your journey or continue your journey of good fortune. And remember, a true light worker, the consistency of light in that person's energy makes that person a true light worker because he is working in the light. He's not working in darkness. He or she is working in the light, in good energy, and then she brings that good energy to people. There are Reiki masters and there are pranic healers. There are many, many people who are light workers, angel readers, etc. And as they continue to work in the light, they're channeling this light energy and they bring this light energy to people. So they become channels of this light. Reiki is supposed to be a very knowledgeable energy that when a person channels Reiki energy and distributes Reiki energy, the energy of Reiki itself knows what to do. I'm a Reiki master myself. I don't use it much because I'm more into coaching. But I, of course, I use Reiki for my personal reasons and if somebody really wants it. But I do know that Reiki is knowledgeable. It knows what to do. We don't have to really tell it what to do. Whereas pranic healing is where we ourselves, I've learned pranic healing also, where we ourselves become the healer and then we bring in guides who help us. We bring in energies that help us. And then we do the healing or we do the cleaning or we do all of this work ourselves. So here, the healer herself or himself is a person who is applying it or cleaning it out. And I would like to think of all these things as Reiki and pranic healing as people who, healers who are actually bringing their light energy to people. And they're the light workers, the angel therapists, the pranic healers, Reiki healers, the hypnotherapists, all these people who are bringing in light, but in a good way to help people increase the light in their energy field. And thereby increasing the good fortune. And you know, remember I said if you call upon Thor, if you call upon the gods of thunder, then they increase the amount of rain that you can have around you. And they can increase the amount of forest, the growth, and all of these flora, fauna, all of this stuff. And whoever you call upon, you're going to be bringing that more and more to you. And for those people who call upon sin, and oh, this is sin, and that is sin, and this is sin, and that is sin, and this is judgment. So a lot of judgment gets pulled towards the person. There's a lot of magnetic forces that bring in more and more people who are going to judge. Of course, you know, you can take all of this information and bring it to yourself, and you can start to feel, you know, I need to bring this more into me, or I need to bring that more into me. We are going to enter a set of affirmations to increase the good fortune energy that people have going. We will start these affirmations. And so if you want to get ready, take a minute and or a few seconds and at least relax, close your eyes, just relax and just allow these affirmations in. I will say each affirmation 2 times so that the first time you may be surprised, but the second time you're ready for it. You can mentally repeat it or just allow the words into your mind. Keep your eyes open if that's what you desire. But do relax, and I'm giving you around 10 seconds for you to relax. So here we are, and we're saying a couple of affirmations before we go off air. And the first affirmation that I want to bring to you is, I attract good fortune energy to me all the time. I attract good fortune energy to me all the time. I attract great wealth and money to me all the time. I attract great wealth and money to me all the time. I am in good energy and I listen to and I allow only good energy to come to me. I am in good energy. I attract, I listen to and I attract only good energy to come to me. My aura and my being is filled with good fortune energy. My aura and my being is filled with good fortune energy. I work with the light and I am filled with wonderful light. I work with the light and I am filled with wonderful light. We are at the end of our show and we will enter some more affirmations the next time. And until then, we want you to have a wonderful week. We will meet again next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Joyful Manifestation Show. And until then, just keep a lookout that you're attracting good fortune to you and you're getting filled and getting ready to attract all the blessings in this universe. Thank you and have a wonderful rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show.